Time now to look through the window of baseball as we do it for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice. Marvin, Windows and Doors, and we have Bruce Jenkins, ace columnist of the San Francisco Chronicle. Bruce, happy Sunday morning to you.
Same to you, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Last night was, one of those games. You just watch it and you just can't believe it. In the eighth inning, turned into a circus and ends up 12-3 and Span gets hurt, and, things couldn't be worse. And then you wake up the next morning, and you look at the lineup, and you say, all right, now they're doing something. And I sort of have that feeling with Nunez in the leadoff spot. I think it's finally happening.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. I think we both thought it was a good idea, and now we have it. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I think that's a good idea. And, he's got Belt out in left field. We'll see how that works. I mean, he's not a natural out there, but they're a little bit desperate right now. So, it's kind of a big game for
yes,
April.
Yes.
You don't want to fall out. You're in last place. You don't want to be seven games out with the Dodgers coming in. I mean, it's a big one.
I agree 100%. And they have the right guy pitching. Of course, I said that Friday night too with Cueto. But Samardzija has pitched well against the Rockies, and he's pitched well at Coors, which is not simple. And they're going against a kid, Kyle Freeland from Evansville University. He had a couple of good games, and the Padres lit him up one time, and he couldn't get out of the fifth inning against the Dodgers. And I don't know. It's sort of set up for you, but, it's a pitcher they haven't seen before. And, boy, they're awful the first three innings, aren't they?
Yeah. I've kind of got a soft spot for Freeland. My mother's maiden name was Freeland, and it's something you don't hear too often. So I don't know if they go back to Oklahoma as relatives. But,
okay.
But anyway, it's a little bit of desperation time. I'm sure they're, these guys are trying to yank the ball out of the park and make things right, and guys are a little too anxious, and we'll just see how it goes. You need to have patience, and in a time like this, it's a little bit difficult to summon sometimes.
Well, Nick Hundley is in there today, and Hawk Harrelson always does his pick the click thing, if you ever hear him.
Yeah.
He's my pick the click today. I just think this guy swings the bat. He doesn't walk. He hits extra base hits. There's something about Nick Hundley and Coors Field. I just have this feeling that he's going to do something today. And they need some power, and he provides power because only Belt and Panic are hitting the ball with any authority.
Yeah, I'm not sure who my pick to click is. It's not Gorky's Hernandez. I've ruled him out. I'm going to go with Crawford. I think Crawford steps up today.
Has a big game today. All right. Well, you're talking about Crawford, and I feel for him. He's going to miss 3 days next week. You have to miss three when you go on the bereavement leave. So the funeral will be next week for his sister-in-law. I'm sure the whole family will be there. What a time for this young man. And probably sort of he's the one probably who's stepping up in the family, and they probably look to him. And then he's still got to play amazing shortstop, Bruce. Every guy play, the guy makes up the middle, and the pirouettes and the throws are just outstanding. But what a tough time for him, I would imagine.
Yeah, when he came back and immediately started playing well, you sort of put the thing out of your mind, but you realize that if you're him and the family, this is, to say the least, it's ongoing with the funeral coming up. Right. And, the grief doesn't go away, really, ever. And it's something that the family's dealing with every day, and Brandon's trying to juggle his responsibility with the team. And, it's good that he's going to be down there for 3 days and really, immerse himself in what's most important in life. And, he'll come back strong. He sets a great example for young kids who, everybody's going to deal with stuff like this. And he lets you know the way to do it.
Well, the Dodgers come in and it's three lefties. And I got into it with Henry a little bit because Maeda got crushed by Arizona, just got hit really hard. His ERA is almost 9. Mr. Probable may be here on the Dodgers series, Mr. Urias. I said, You could see lefty. Henry disagreed with me. Henry said, no, it's going to be my aide on Thursday. I said, just wait. Let's see what they do. But this Dodgers, here they come. And Henry said it. Sometimes when you're not playing well, you want to see the Dodgers because it brings out the best in you. And these are four very, very interesting games with Block slipping into the Bumgarner slot. Kane getting the Monday game. You got Matt Moore, who's been awful the last couple of games. And you got Cueto in the middle of that. This is an interesting week.
Yeah. The Dodgers are pretty interesting. I watched Maeda last night. He was throwing batting practice. So, I mean, the Giants will probably look forward to facing him, although sometimes his junky stuff can throw him off balance. But, none of the guys they're pitching outside of Kershaw should throw a big scare into the Giants. Ryu hasn't been right. Wood, he's in and out. Maeda was struggling right now. Kershaw, of course, is tremendous. And that matchup with Block, looks like a mismatch, but you never know. The Dodgers are getting, hitting from a lot of different sources. I mean, Puig has been pretty good. Grandal's been great. Peterson's had some big hits. And, of course, you got Seager. And it's a good Dodger club, Jansen closing, but I don't think their bullpen is anything really special. So they're a good team. I see this. I think the Giants would be happy with a split, and I think they'll get at least that.
Yeah, and I think for the fans, it comes at the right time. I think just for the fan base, for me, you, and everyone who does this stuff every day. You could get down. Bumgarner, Span runs into the wall. You got Pence with his knee. Crawford. I mean, every time you turn around, it's something. But then all of a sudden, you got the Dodgers, and the Dodgers come in, and it just makes you feel better about baseball.
It really does. I mean, if it was San Diego coming in, people would be sort of indifferent and almost afraid to watch. God, what's going to happen now? But the Dodgers have a way of awakening the Giants from whatever malaise they're in, and it's just going to be very, very compelling for a lot of reasons. First, just to see how the Dodgers look, for one thing. Four games is a pretty solid sample, but I'm really looking forward to it. I think it should be great.
Yeah, I think the Giants will make a move tomorrow. I would think Stubbs will be up. I think they have to keep Hernandez around for defense until they see what's up with Span and Pence. I don't think Gorky's is going so fast.
No, probably not. I mean, you got to give him a little bit of rope. He's looked completely lost at the plate. I don't think he's that bad of a hitter, but yeah, you do need his defense. All the left field options that they're going to try, even if it's Austin Slater. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get defensively. It could be if it's Belt or Nunez or who knows, with Marrero. You're not going to have Joe Rudy out there with great defense in left. So, I mean, the defense is always going to be important, especially in the Giants' ballpark. So, Gorky's will be around for a while longer, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think they need him just, again, of course, you don't want him to be 2-for-35, but,
No.
just you do something and play some good defense, and then you become a valuable part. They don't need him to hit, more than 240, but, of course, for him to hit 240, it's like Ty Cobb. You'd have to turn into that. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens with him. Interesting comment this morning. Joe Sheehan, who does that newsletter?
Yeah.
I like him. I really like what he does. Mm-hmm. He put something out this morning, and I said, I got to ask Bruce about it. He was talking about an incident that happened in the Tiger game yesterday. I don't know if you saw the Minnesota pitcher hit the Tiger player in the lip almost. Ball was way up and in. In a very situation with a 1-2 count and runners on base, I mean, you're not going to hit the guy in that situation. The ball got away. And then, of course, the Tigers then came out and threw behind one of the Minnesota players, and a big fight ensued and all this kind of stuff. And his point was, Dennis Boyd, I forget Boyd's first name, but he really did want to hit the other guy, and that was his intention. And he compared it to PEDs. He said in PEDs, there's really, according to him, no real proof of long-range health issues. And the penalty for PEDs is, because it skews the curve of baseball, is so much worse than a guy taking a ball and intentionally assaulting someone and trying to hit him with it, that he thinks it's mixed up. He thinks it's off kilter. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, to say the least, it's like zero game punishment versus 80.
And part of the game, you laugh about it. Hey, he threw at him. But if you hit him, and you look at people like Dickie Thon and Tony Conigliaro and, Posey and Belt and all these people getting beaned, and, you're out for a while, and it's injurious to your health.
Yeah, it'd be a really tough thing to set, like, established, you know, legislation for that. I mean, do you punish the guy if only if he goes at the head, which wasn't the case with Sano, but it was still an obvious beaning. But, you know, is it okay if you just plunk the guy in the butt? You know, I mean, is it okay even to retaliate when obviously there was no intent on the part of, you know, hitting the guy in the face? That was a complete accident. You almost feel obligated, though, too. Like the Giants, when Posey got hit, they felt obligated to retaliate,
right?
Just to let them know that they're not going to take this lying down, and it's a bad development. But I don't know. I'd like to see longer suspensions for headhunting for sure.
Yeah.
Especially in the case of when it's obviously going on, you're expecting it, and a pitch comes at the head. Man, I don't want to see that guy for three starts at least.
Yeah, yeah, and again, the PED thing, you know, you take something and you're gone for 80 games or 150 games, you know, and the third time they'll shoot you. So, you know, so, all right. I thought it was an interesting comment from Joe Sheehan. So I thought that.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And, you know, a lot of guys are coming back as if, you know, nothing happened. I mean, Peralta and D. Gordon, there's so many guys who have been suspended. They come back, they're almost better. You know, Marte might come back as good or better.
Well, you get more money. Look at Melky. Look at Bartolo Colon. I mean, there's no downside here unless you get thrown out of the game completely.
Yeah, I mean, there's some talk about making PEDs, you know, legal in baseball with, you know, with supervisions. Not just anybody can take anything, but certain things that guys like to take could be allowed to take. I mean, I'm sure we're a long way down the road on that, but it's in the discussion. It wouldn't bother me at all. I mean, it's obviously still going on. People think that that era is over. It's far from over. Guys are still beating the tests, and occasionally they get busted.
Mm, the Marte one was really – well, nothing shocks me. So, but
no,
we talked about
Thames
yesterday too. Hey, Leonis Martin. Now, this is a left-handed hitter from Cuba. He was with Texas. He went to Seattle. He's 6-for-54 for Seattle. Seattle is just coming apart at the seams. They're trying to put a fantasy team together. It's not working on the field. They DFA'd him today. I thought, boy, and I saw that. I said, left-handed hitter. He can steal bases. He's a good defender. He was all right in Texas. Go sign that guy. I think the Giants should take a serious look at him.
He's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware he was going that badly in Seattle, but yeah, I mean he's shown that he can hit and he can field. He brings a little pizzazz to the game.
Yeah,
he was in the right place in Texas because they just have a real lively group there, and you know, they're an exciting team to watch. In Seattle, like you say, they're just reaching. I mean, they made like a million trades in the off season, and they do things at the drop of a hat. It's probably maybe a mistake to get rid of that guy. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure that he's on the Giants' radar. They're very much attentive to what's going on because they know they don't have a real answer in left field, and he might not be either. But of course, if they did get him, he'd immediately break his thumb. So.
Right. Well, there's only one answer, and that's Allen Iverson, and we know that, so he's not available. But Leonis Martin, yeah, you know, he's a good player, and you know, if they're looking at Stubbs and Upton and people like that, this guy at least is a live body, you know, and looks like he can play. So I thought that I just happened to see that come across the wire on the trade rumor thing. So
you could be ahead of the game on that one.
I hope so. At least something. Hey, I got Nunez in the leadoff spot. We've been talking about that. I'm glad I got Hundley in the lineup. I feel good about that.
Yeah, well, you know, your calls tend to dictate what's going to happen. So we're paying pretty close attention out here.
At least somebody is. Very good. Hey, have a great afternoon, and I'm looking forward. I know you'll be at the park shortly, so we're looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, you bet, Marty. Thanks a million.
All right, thanks, Bruce. All right, more coming up.